RCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Unclear if it's a single winner or a pool, but one ticket took the entire $1.3 billion Powerball jackpot Saturday night. The ticket sold in Portland, Oregon. A poker room in Portland is one of 13 places that could have sold the winner. Angela Raptor is a bartender there.
This is very exciting. It's exciting for our business, our customers, and most of the tickets we sell are to our regular clientele, so we would be super happy for them.
There were seven tickets that matched five Powerball numbers, good for a $1 million prize. Whether it happens remains to be seen, but Donald Trump hit his social media last night to declare he'll be making his statement on abortion rights later Monday morning. An overcrowded makeshift ferry sank off the northern coast of Mozambique. Local media reporting that more than 90 people were killed, children among them. This is ABC News. Credit card companies Capital One and Discover want to merge. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer has sent letters to the heads of both companies with lots of questions.
Consumers are fed up already with their credit card interest rates. More consolidation in the industry could very well mean even higher rates and higher fees.
It's a familiar story with mergers.
There's a rule here that often occurs. The larger the company, the higher your rates. And this is going to create the largest company on record.
At the multiplexes, Godzilla Kong, the new empire, raked in another $31 million to repeat as the nation's top movie. The India-set revenge thriller Monkey Man did $10 million worth of business, good for second place. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire was third on sales of $9 million. The First Omen struggled in its debut, $8 million in tickets, good for fourth place. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Almaz Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music. Sink on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Last Crack and Golden Age. Icicle before that. Both of those songs are off the Uprising album back in 2019. And that's your essential last crack for this April 7th. What is your essential last crack? We'd love to know. Send me the list of two songs to play for you. I'll get it on the air for you. Two songs from Last Crack. Email me, jimmyk@civicmedia.us. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Sunday night, our debut show here tonight. I'm Jimmy K. Rocker is in the studio with us right now. Hello, Rocker.
What's happening, Jimmy?
Good to be it's such a different mood here at Civic Media on a Sunday night.
A little quieter. A little less people.
There's no band here.
But Essential Last Crack. You know, I was going to say, Jimmy, those tunes came out in 2019, right?
I believe so, yes.
And but they were written in 2004, the 2003-2004 era. It took quite a long time before those were actually recorded and put out on an album that the public could get.
Hmm. And Last Crack, you know, they move at their own pace. It's the Last Crack pace. So, that's cool. I was just looking on their socials on Facebook. Nothing there since October.
No, definite hiatus.
Yeah. I was hoping there may be a Last Crack show here in 2024. Maybe. Mm. They usually pop up. Surprise, we're doing a show.
Pop-up show.
This hour, the 8 o'clock hour, is going to be a Rocker Closet hour. We have a bunch of old music in the playlist here, Rocker, and we're going to talk about a couple of things here. We got some Moxie Rocks coming up.
Oh, boy.
We have some Fluid Ounce and some Avengers Assemble.
Okay. Wow. I haven't heard this playlist, so, you know, this is going to be new to me, too.
And some Faces for Radio coming up. I love that band. They're part of the Last Crack family tree. If you want to hear a classic Madison or a classic Wisconsin band song, give us a call, 844-967-2789. Call or text us by just pushing a button in the Civic Media app. It's that easy. Rocker, the official Rocker Closet that you brought in for us tonight is Chaser. What do you got there, man?
You know, classic 80s band.
Yeah.
That, you know, they were going for it. They were kind of signed. They were out in New York and touring the country. And then kind of typically bands get tossed from labels, you know. But they were from Madison. And so they were one of the bands that kind of broke out nationally. And they are having a reunion at a reunion. So coming up April 13th, that's a Saturday night, which is this coming Saturday, a Shuffle Inn reunion. Now, the Shuffle Inn was a famous club here in Madison, out towards the Beltline.
Driving the Beltline.
That burned down some years ago. And all these bands that are going to be at the reunion are original lineups of bands that played at the Shuffle Inn.
Did you know the Shuffle Inn is now really kind of roughly what a Selective Video is?
Oh, that's, yep.
Which is perfect, if you ask me.
So playing at the show, Jimmy, will be Chaser, Interface, and London USA. London USA was a big cover band back in the 80s, and people might remember them. But I found really to be interesting that all three of these bands have all of the original members, which is kind of crazy. That usually doesn't happen.
Now, Mike Massey, he fronts Chaser, right?
Yes.
Who else is in the band?
I'm not sure of the rest of the members in that band. Okay. I was looking for some stuff, but they've been gone for so long, I can't find many details on them. It's hard. So maybe they should get some stuff out there because we're playing their music.
Well, we're going to do it right now. Let's do a double dip of Chaser. It's Rocker's Closet, Max Inc. Sunday night. We are local music.
Cap it up. wishing you.
Chaser, that is Must Be Love on Max Inc. Heavy, or not Max Inc. Heavy, Max Inc. Sunday Night, Rocker's Closet segment. Camp It Up before that. I'm excited about Heavy because Heavy is on at 10 o'clock tonight, the brand new day and time for Max Inc. Heavy with M. Shell. That's tonight at 10 o'clock, Rocker. Chaser is your Rocker Closet. So Mike Massey, the lead singer of Chaser, right, Rocker?
He's also father to the singer in Slow Pulp.
In Slow Pulp, which we played last hour. And they're blowing up the world. I mean, they're on a world tour right now. I don't know where they are, but a few months ago in January, they were on CBS playing on the morning show. How cool is that, right?
Wow. Well, she's saying, you know, doesn't fall far from the tree.
Right.
The apple is right there. That's great.
Coming up at 9 o'clock tonight, we're going to do a replay of last night's Live in the Lair with Diana Jones. And that was a great performance. Thank you to Diana Jones Band for coming out from Milwaukee to Madison to play Live in the Lair. Great performance last night, Rocker.
You know, Jimmy, I was just amazed by the quality of the playing. The sax player was amazing. The guitar player was amazing. Diana's vocals were amazing. I mean, drummer and bass. It was really one of our best shows.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. You can grab that podcast probably tomorrow at some point at maxincradio.com. Let's do some solo Mike Massey now. This is a song called Star. It's Rocker's Closet on Max Inc. Radio.
All alone in a crowded dressing room, waiting for the show. Voices echoing.
Better get out of this town soon, girl. If you want to go far, if you want to stop.
Eyeliner on a borrowed lipstick and a champagne glow. Feather boa wrapped around your instinct. It's time to go. Recognizing faith is
second throw.
Pretty hot in place, or beat up on my eyes, rip them right out of my face. Well, you can cook up my heart till it's rare, just to see how it tastes, or eat it while it's raw and beaten, bleeding all over the face.
Music with Faces for Radio, that one from 2010. Song is called Wreck Me. I love Faces for Radio. It's such a great band. They put out the initial EP. I think it had like four or five songs on it. 50 States, Wreck Me, a couple other ones that really, How Good Could It Be, I think is one of the good one on there.
How Good It Can Be.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
A great EP. And every song on there good. And of course, Faces for Radio, part of the Last Crack family tree rocker.
They are, Jimmy, and also part of the Rapscallion family tree.
True.
So really, Faces for Radio was a fusion of some of the members from Rapscallion, some from Last Crack. It was Todd Schwein, the singer from Rapscallion, was the singer there, and Jamie Poster, the guitarist for Rapscallion, and also currently Seven Seasons Deep. And then Todd Winger, bass player from Last Crack, and then Chris Havey, bass player from Last Crack, and also now Todd Winger is in the Foo Foo Dolls.
Yes, he
is. Which
is
kind of like a 90s cover tribute band.
Right.
With Paul Schluter from Last Crack. So
yeah.
They're all intermingled, right?
It's crazy. Makes your head spin sometimes. How you doing, everybody? Happy Sunday evening to you. Our debut Sunday night here on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. And across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy to have you along. Coming up at 9 o'clock, a replay of last night's Live in the Lair with Diana Jones. Super good. You're going to enjoy that. Then at 10, Michelle will come in with Max Inc. Heavy. She has an interview, Rocker, with somebody who I don't have on the tip of my tongue. Now it's dark. Now it's dark. I believe they're from Kenosha or Racine over there. Tune in after 10 o'clock. You'll get all the details. All right, Rocker, Moxie Rocks. When I say Moxie Rocks, what's the first thing that comes to your brain?
Wow, seeing him at the Sunset Bowl in Waukesha, Wisconsin in probably 1988 or 89 or something like that. I saw Moxie Rocks more times than I can probably count.
Did your mom make meatballs for Moxie Rocks?
That was kind of before her meatballs days.
Okay.
But I used to work, believe it or not, at a bowling alley, Jimmy.
Yeah.
And the bowling alley had bands. And one of the bands they had was Moxie Rocks. And it was fun because my mom was the bartender there. Yeah. So I kind of grew up backstage at Sunset Bowl hanging out with all these bands, and one of them was Moxie Rocks. Now, Moxie Rocks had Jackie Ramos on drums. Some might remember him as Hector Ramos, and he was one of the original drummer for Bad Boy, and he was in the band Hurricane Alice, and now he is actually a registered Holy Fire Karuna Reiki Master Teacher, believe it or not. And now that band also featured Brooke St. James on guitar and Chris Martinez on bass and vocals, who some might remember from a band called The Rage, which also featured another original member of Bad Boy. Trying to remember his name, the guitar player. So all these bands were intermingled. Of course, Moxie Rocks, a Milwaukee band.
Right. I did not realize Moxie Rocks and Bad Boy were connected with their singer, right?
Singer, yes. Yeah. Yep. And second cousin, the bass player from The Rage.
Learn something new every day. Here is Moxie Rocks. It's Rocker's Closet on Max Inc. Radio.
Leaving was the last thing on my mind. Really?
push has come to shove. That's Moxie Rocks out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That song is from 2008 on Max Inc. Radio.
No, that's not from 2008. Is that there, just maybe the year it was ripped? That is from probably...
I have bad information.
So it was 1988, from, maybe.
I was just going to say, it has that definite Motley Crue... Dockin' rap.
They were, you know, yeah, they were big hair before the 90s were in, you know, kind of that, what some might call it, poser metal.
Yeah.
But Brooke St. James, he was a quality guitar player. Amazing guitar player. He's still playing today.
We got some more songs coming up from Avengers Assemble. Pat Peterson, Rocker, and I were just having a conversation about him. We'll give you some information. We'll do some Kyle Henderson, too, and we'll see if we can squeeze in that sucker punch from Fluid Ounce. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Carbon 4 Brewing, located on Madison's east side, making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. You should visit their tap room and try exclusive creations by their brewers, plus get a sampling of local snacks and live music. Get more information at carbon4.com. Also sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Barkin Street in Sun Prairie. You can see the full menu and the upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
We're tracking through some classic rock here from Wisconsin on Max Inc. Radio. Let's do some Avengers Assemble. I love the song, The Ballad of Johnny Eldorado. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
A renegade making his way down to old Mexico. He had a sack of dirty money and a gun on the floor of his Eldorado. All the beautiful girls from Arizona to the border trying to pacify his soul. He just gave him a night and he was back on the open road. All he felt was that he survived. Nobody was ever gonna take him alive. Too young to die, but ready to go with time. Everything blows. Be a freak till dawn, but avoid distraction when it's out of control. That's what you do when there's nothing to do. Maria was a barmaid saving the money for a little house on the shore. She was running from a man down to Mexico City who she had loved. Said he was a criminal, crooked and twisted, right down to the core. So she had to escape because she couldn't take it anymore. Johnny had to stop, he was driving all night.
nothing to do. They gazed at each other as if to be under a trance. He asked if she wanted to dance. The moment just seemed right. Mesmerized by the sensuous touch of her skin, he pulled her body in, 'cause he never felt so alive. That's when it all went down that night. And never saw the cops running in through the door. And there were cholas at the bar up in Mexico City who had come to settle a score. Well, somebody got hysterical, fired a shot. Bodies started hitting the floor. With a passionate kiss, Maria was gone forevermore. Johnny pulled his gun and he gave him a bite. He knew he had to run from the fire inside. After the blaze, there was nobody left inside. Nobody knows if Johnny made it. Everything blows. Be a freak till dawn, but a boy's attraction when it's out of control. That's what you do when there's nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. Nothing to do. Nothing to lose.
Everything and more. But there's one thing everybody want. One thing everybody want. Hey, there one thing everybody want. It's what somebody else got. Some like red, some want blue. Some look at the mess and wonder what we're coming to. To different pair of eyes. It's hard to choose another shoes, no matter how we try. But there's one thing everybody want. One thing everybody want. Hey, there's one thing everybody want. It's what somebody else got. And a curse. A dreamer wants the better, a schemer wants the worse. So there's one thing everybody wants. Say one thing everybody wants. Well, there's one thing everybody wants. It's what somebody else got. Well, there's one thing everybody wants. I said one thing everybody wants. Everybody wants what somebody has got.
Kyle Henderson and One Thing Everybody Wants from his album Brand New Chance back in 2014. Avengers Assemble before that with The Ballad of Johnny Eldorado. Real quick, Rocker, going back to Moxie Rocks, 1986 was the release year of Victims of the Night.
That's right, Jimmy.
Thank you, Google. Avengers Assemble. We all know and loved Pat Peterson. He was awesome. Of course, he passed away. He had a brain tumor. That sucked. But he was a really cool guy, dude.
A great person, a great, you know, local music scene supporter. He even delivered Maximum Ink Music Magazine and was in the band Pipe Circus. And Kyle Henderson, Jimmy, he was bassist of the Producers. But now he's in Generation Jones, and you can see Generation Jones at the Memorial Union coming up Friday, May 10th.
Dude, we got to get Generation Jones here in the Lair.
That would be fun.
They are so good. You know, mostly covers. I think they have one or two.
All-star band.
Yeah, they really are.
Shawnee Marks, Mauro Magellan, all kinds of people in that band. Mike Massey.
Coming up, we got the encore presentation of Live in the Lair. That's at 9 o'clock, of course. The debut of the Sunday night Max Inc. Heavy with M-Shell tonight at 10 o'clock. Rocker, we only got time for a couple more songs here. Fluid Ounce is the next one. What do you got for us?
Wow, Fluid Ounce, they played at the third anniversary of Maximum Inc. Music Magazine's party. That was the one good thing. But they had members, it was all-star band, members from the Hevels, Hilly Jones, drummer in 420. He was the drummer in 420. Jason Williams was the vocalist for From Christ's Sakes and Agent Zero. So great band from Rockford, Illinois.
I love this song. It's called Sucker Punch. It's Fluid Ounce, Max Inc. on Sunday night. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As a federally licensed broadcast company,
this is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.